going round to Peter Newport this morning in Queenstown Lakes and Central Otago in our Around the Motu section. Hello there, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, Susie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to talk to you. And Queenstown, this is an interesting question. Is it going to build up? Is it going high-rise in Queenstown?
Well, this is the latest idea from our local council. You'll be very well familiar, Susie, with the problems we have, that everybody wants to live here, even though it's so expensive. Our population has grown by 8% in the last 12 months. So I think we're the fastest growing population centre in New Zealand, if not the Southern Hemisphere. But the council has hired a new housing officer whose job it is to solve this problem. Her name is Emily Irwin. We've been trying to speak with her for quite some time, but she's been a little bit hard to contact. But she did an interview recently where she said the answer is to go up. And for evidence that this will work, she's referring to Auckland, where under their unitary plan, they did go up. And she says rents dropped by about 30%, which is all very well, except that going up in Queenstown is problematic for a number of reasons. First of all, environmentally, most of us really wouldn't like to go high rise, but of course there's a limited amount of land available. But the second problem is that if we do go up, if the council change their zoning rules and more higher rise buildings do exist, there's no guarantee that those are going to go into the rental market. They're probably more likely to go into the Airbnb market. And of course, the problem just goes round and round and round. So it's almost another chapter in this seemingly insoluble problem of how we accommodate all of the people, in particular the workers, who want and need to come here and have somewhere to live.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because, you know, the situation is getting worse and worse. And I mean, I suppose give us a sense of just how bad it is in Queenstown if you are trying to get a rental, for example, because you work in hospital.
I mean, this has been going on for a while now. It's crazy, but true, that often people do come here in the summer to work in hospitality, mountain biking, you name it. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people, but then they are offered the job, they accept it, but then they lose the job because literally they can't find anywhere to live. That's becoming almost the norm now, that employers are able to hire people, but then they can't find anywhere to live. So, you know, we have seen plenty of examples of people living in cars. The cost is going through the roof. It's not unusual to be paying $300 or more just for a shared bedroom with perhaps a sheet separating you from other people. Hot bedding is quite normal here, Susie, where a room will be rented for 12 hours a day to one person and then another 12 hours to another person. So without wanting to be too sceptical, I think the solution of going up isn't perhaps the answer that we're all waiting for.
Be an interesting one to watch, certainly, as Queenstown is going to continue to be an absolute hotspot for tourism, both of New Zealanders and indeed overseas. This is an interesting one, though, about the new birthing units. These were slated for Clyde and Wanaka, and they've been delayed again.
Yes. And I mean, this is something that really is quite shocking in the sense that new mums in Wanaka and Queenstown and Cromwell don't really have a solution they can rely on. We've got great, albeit overworked, midwives, but most new mums want the comfort of being at least close to a hospital in case things go wrong. And what we're seeing now, Susie, we've seen this for years, is that young parents are having to go to Invercargill or Dunedin maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the baby is due, just so that they have that extra level of medical care available if it's needed. And the impact on the economy is huge. Imagine so many people having to take 3 or 4 weeks off work just to go to Dunedin or Invercargill. So Health NZ has said, well, at least we're going to give you some birthing units, which are basically large houses that are fitted out for midwifery, but they still ultimately need a helicopter to take them to hospital if something does go seriously wrong. But these two projects have been going on for 4 or 5 years now. I remember 4 years ago, I went to visit the Wanaka unit that was an industrial storage building that bit the dust for reasons that aren't clear. And then a couple of years ago, they bought a luxury lodge in Wanaka for over $2 million. That was going to be a birthing unit. They're still messing around with resource consent. And in the meantime, the residents of Wanaka and the residents of Clyde, where they have similar problems, they're just shaking their heads in bewilderment, thinking, well, why in this region that's growing so quickly do we have a maternity service that is virtually non-existent, except for these very hardworking, saint-like midwives who work every hour that's available to do their best? But ultimately, these women do need to be near a hospital, a proper hospital.
Yeah, and I suppose, does it get people looking at some of the other priorities that have been given the tick for financing in the region and questioning whether the money's being well spent?
Yes, I mean, the one that's front of mind at the moment is a new intersection. People who know Queenstown will know the BP roundabout at Frankton. The government recently turned the first sod on an upgrade for what's around about to turn it into an intersection with some bus hubs, but that's going to cost $250 million and take 4 years. And that really has a lot of locals really bamboozled. As you've said, Susie, if we can't afford birthing units for pregnant mums, why is it so easy, apparently, to spend $250 million on an intersection upgrade that's going to take 4 years to build? Mm. So you're dead right. People are asking what the priorities are and if we've got those priorities right.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Peter Newport there in from the Queenstown Lakes and Central Otago region.